Avoiding strife. The Torah forbids us to behave like Korach and his group by causing and continuing machloikis, controversy. Indeed, the Gemara says that a person who continues a machloikis actually transgresses a lav, a prohibitive commandment, which some Rishonim count as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Only Hashem's work on the second day of creation is not crowned with the phrase Ki Toiv, and Hashem saw that it was good. Why? The Medrash gives the reason: there was machloikis on that day when the waters that filled the earth were split. Now, if machloikis that ultimately was of benefit to the world is undeserving of that phrase, how much more so regarding the machloikis that brings confusion to the world? The Chachamim warned that a home split by controversy will eventually be destroyed, and a shul torn down by controversy will eventually be transformed into a place of idolatry. Once an angry dispute broke out among the Chachamim in a shul in Tveria, and reached such a peak that a Sefer Torah was accidentally torn. Reb Yossi ben Kisma, who was present at the time, said, "I would be surprised if one day this shul doesn't turn into a place of Avodah Zarah." And indeed, in due course, this actually happened. Reb Brachia said, "So severe is machloikis that although the heavenly Beis Din punishes only those who are over 20, and a worldly Beis Din holds 13-year-olds responsible, during the machloikis of Korach, even day-old infants were burned and swallowed into the earth." The Shalach HaKadosh writes that one machloikis chases away 100 possibilities for Parnasa. The tzaddik Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa once told his chassidim, "Just look at the sheer power of the tumah found within machloikis. Korach and his followers claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu, the humblest of all people, was trying to raise himself over others. Such a senseless claim can be caused only by machloikis. It can even dim the vision of great men and rob them of their common sense." Machloikis is always repulsive, loathsome, and forbidden. As the Torah instructs, "You shall not be like Korach." The Meiri adds that a person who quarrels with someone whom he is obligated to respect is even more despised. In the year Tavkuf Chafei, a long-standing machloikis was seething in the city of Smargon. It had once boasted a large yeshiva, and many of its learned bachrim had married into local families and settled near them. Now, every city, of course, has to have a rav, but these young men were such impressive lamdim that they were unable to tolerate any newly appointed rav for more than a short time. Hearing of this, the Alter Rebbe stopped over in the town on his way home from Mizrich and delivered a maimer, the theme being the supreme value of peace. Some chassidim once complained to the goyin Reb Avram of Sochetchov, the Avnei Nezer, that the rav in their town had ruled too leniently in a certain question of kashrus. Unwilling to accept any more of his rulings regarding kashrus issues, they asked the Rebbe to send them a different rav. The tzaddik replied, "Even according to your claim, this rav has at most transgressed an iser derabanan. However, what you want to do is an iser deraisa, for the Torah explicitly forbids machloikis. Furthermore, since machloikis causes people to make mistakes, it would cause many to transgress other isurim." Rav Ilah taught, "The world continues to exist in the merit of whoever closes his mouth in the midst of a machloikis. Peace is so powerful that regarding those who serve Avodah Zarah but live peacefully, Hashem says that it is as if he has no control over them." The Medrash illustrates this by the following example. Although in the generation of David HaMelech there were many men of stature, many would fall in battle because of their machlokes. Yet in the time of Achav, when many people were serving Avodah Zarah, they succeeded in battle. When Yaakov Avinu was about to take leave of his children for the last time, he said, "Gather together, and I will tell you what will happen to you at the end of days." As the Medrash points out, he was telling the children of Yisrael that the way to prepare themselves for the Geula was by togetherness.